Coach's Insight Programs, we continue here tonight on KARE 93.7 FM alongside the Atchison Boys coach, Pat Battle. I'm Brandon Tabman here. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Phoenix have split the first two games of the year, 74-51, losing to a very good Junction City team last week, but they bounced back, beat St. Mary's Academy on Tuesday night, 68-44. Coach, just a week in and two games in, how are we feeling about the team's performance through the first two games?
Up and down. I think we're pretty inconsistent, I think. But I think that inconsistency, which sounds crazy, is consistent for having, you know, four new starters, compared to last year. And so I feel pretty good about our effort, though. I think that we played hard in both games. Playing well will come. I mean, there's, you know, generally the defense is way ahead of the offense at this point. And so we've got to do some things to be better in terms of our execution, but we're putting in, you know, a few things new that we haven't done here in the past. So even our veteran guys are learning as well. And then, but I think it's going to help us down the road.
Yeah, that game against Junction City, I want to start there. We talked last week about how tough of a challenge that was going to be. High-end 6A team that won 18 games a year ago, and you called out one of their players as kind of like a high-end Division II caliber athlete, and obviously they get the win. But what would you say maybe the biggest difference was in that game?
Well, I think our perseverance, we had a really rough second quarter, and our kids could have folded, but they didn't. Instead, we battled back. We cut it down to around 15, 16 points, won the second half. So things got better as the game went along. It's just we had a really rough start the first two quarters, and they're really good. Got to give Coach all the credit to Coach Perez. He's done a great job at building that program. They run their stuff really well. So I was pleased with our perseverance. We kept fighting, kept battling, and I think that carried over and helped us last night.
Yeah, certainly. 68-44, the win against St. Mary's Academy. Just talk about that game a little bit. What'd you see? What'd you like?
Well, I think the one thing that we did is we shared the ball a lot better. It's kind of that first game, you know, kids have great visions of what they think it's going to be, and then all of a sudden it's not like that. And so I felt that, you know, we really emphasized over the couple days prior to the game, hey, let's share the ball. Share the ball and then look to get it to the next guy. And I thought we did a really good job of that. I think the other thing is too, is that defensively we were able to turn them over and we got some easy buckets in transition, especially in the first half. So that kind of got us going a little bit, got our confidence up, and then things started to fall into place. So I've been pleased with our effort thus far this year. There's no question about that. It's just about getting better.
You guys will jump into Middle-Arc Conference play next week, but first you get one more non-league tilt here on Friday night. You'll take on Eudora. How much can you tell us about them and your opponent for this Friday?
They play two kinds of defense. They play man-to-man and man-to-man. That's what they do. They're very well coached. Coach Dieterding's done a great job for a number of years. Not only are you fighting the talent that they have, but you're fighting a very established system. And they run their system well. And those kids know what they're doing from the time they're in third grade to the time they're in 12th grade. So it's always a challenge with them. They're a great program. And it's going to be a battle. I saw that they played a game with Wamego last night and took it to overtime and came out with the win. So it'll be a challenge for us. They'll be a lot different than what we've seen. They're half-court oriented and very disciplined.
There it is, Atchison Boys Basketball Coach Pat Battle after the victory on a Tuesday against St. Mary's Academy, 68-44, looking to keep it on track here on Friday, taking on Eudora. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Well, thanks for the time, and thank you for the coverage. Appreciate it.